Good morning.
Good morning.
Ha ha ha. And how are you proceeding, my friend?
I'm proceeding well, I think, yes. Had a good conversation with Mary.
And what are you engaging?
What am I engaging this minute, like presently?
In general.
Oh, I'm trying to stay focused on what I want to get accomplished in my conversation with you.
Very well. And what would that be?
Well, it's funny because I've got this very large list of things in front of me to ask you, and I won't get through even a very small part of it. But one thing I was going to ask you, and I was going to ask you this later, but it's really the most important thing I'm going to ask you, is what I really want to accomplish is I want to manifest more of what I want and less of what I don't want. And I want to be more connected, and I want to block less information so I can get that information that I block from myself more. And that's really what I'd like to accomplish from these sessions. And I was wondering, is it necessary for me to even ask you questions? I mean, you know everything there is to know about me anyways.
I would express that, is it necessary for you to ask questions? No. I would also express that what is important, first of all, is for you to do what you have done presently, is define what is important to you. What do you want? That is very important. And from that, we can engage conversation in relation to how you can accomplish that. Now, in what you expressed, I would say to you that the formula for how to accomplish that is, in actuality, relatively simple. That is not to say that it is not challenging to implement. Therefore, let us begin with that. Now, in being more aware, in accomplishing what you want, and in moving in directions that you want, and intentionally creating your reality in a more satisfying manner, the key is, first of all, changing what you pay attention to. For what you pay attention to is very influencing of what you concentrate on and your perception. And as you are aware, you create what you concentrate upon, and your perception is the instrument with which you create it. Therefore, as attention is one of the most influencing factors of your perception and your concentration, it is important to begin with that and begin to change what you are paying attention to. Now, before we move further in that, let me also express to you, contrary to what many, if not most, individuals think, individuals generate a thought process that expresses to them that if they are satisfied, or more so if they are completely satisfied, that they will be unmotivated and they will not want, which in actuality is very incorrect. Now, the reason this is incorrect is that you are consciousness. You are consciousness manifest in a physical reality, but you are no less consciousness. And the nature of consciousness is to expand. What is expanding? Expanding is more. This is the nature of consciousness. Therefore, it is your nature to expand, and it is your nature to generate more. And you do it very naturally, very consistently, in any of your directions. It may not be more of what you want, but you are always creating more. In this, when you understand that you automatically, naturally create more, it is significant to recognize how that plays into or is affecting in relation to what you concentrate on and what you pay attention to. The more you pay attention to any particular subject, the more you will move in that direction and the more you will create it. In this, all of you, yourself included, have been taught and have learned well throughout your lifetime to be paying attention to and concentrating upon not enough, with the idea attached to that, that it will motivate you to create more. But in actuality, it motivates you to create more of not enough. And beyond not enough, you also have learned throughout your lifetime very successfully to pay attention to what is not comfortable. Once again, with the idea that that will be motivating. And at times it is. But it is unnecessary. In this, the concept of creating intentionally what you want in any subject, in any direction, is in actuality very simple. It is a matter of beginning to pay attention to what is satisfying and what is comfortable to you. And in that, to notice more of your satisfaction than your dissatisfaction. Now, as I expressed, this is a very simple concept, but it can be very challenging to implement. For you automatically, without thinking, will pay attention to what is uncomfortable or what disturbs you or what you do not want or what you do not have. And you automatically compare, which is merely another manner of discounting. Now, in this, it is also very important to pay attention to feelings. But not only to pay attention to them, but to define them. Even individuals that you would view as being very or extremely emotional, and that appear to be expressing feelings very consistently, even those individuals do not necessarily define them. And what that means is remembering, first of all, feelings are signals, whether they are emotional or physical. Feelings are signals. And in that, they incorporate a statement that accompanies the signal. It is not an explanation. It is not a philosophy. It is a brief, direct statement in relation to what you are doing or what you are experiencing in the moment. The feeling is the signal that alerts you to that statement. Now, it is important to pay attention to feelings and to define what they are. Therefore, generating the ability to define what they mean to you. For if you cannot define the feeling and what it means to you, you cannot clearly express what your choices are in relation to that feeling. Feelings are very helpful in expressing information to you. As I expressed in our group interaction recently, if you are not paying attention to your feelings and you are not receiving the statement that is attached to the feelings, you are missing half, one half of your information. For half of your information is expressed through this subjective method, which is the communication to your objective awareness. And the feelings, physical or emotional, are the signals to alert you that there is a statement, there is a message that is being communicated, that you are communicating to you. Now, in relation to changing your attention, which does change your perception, it is a matter of re-tipping the scales and beginning to practice throughout your day, each day, in each situation, evaluating what is the situation, what do I feel in relation to the situation, what does that mean to me, and what are my choices. In this, when you move to the step of what are my choices, evaluating and moving in the direction of what is the most comfortable and satisfying choice for you. In this process, it is also important to begin to pay attention to all of the activities that you engage within the day and acknowledging what activities are satisfying to you. Acknowledging what you have now and what you do now. Even if your general perception presently may not be ideal or may not seem entirely satisfying, the point is to stop paying attention to the aspects that are not satisfying and to begin paying attention to the aspects that are satisfying. In this also, defining to yourself what is safe and using that. For if you are feeling unsafe in any capacity, it influences you in manners to concentrate upon what is uncomfortable and what is not satisfying. Therefore, allowing yourself to evaluate within your experience, within your life, what aspects of my experience, what aspects of my life do I view, do I perceive as safe? And in that, acknowledging them, therefore allowing them to become more objectively important, and in that, allowing yourself the ability to use those expressions in situations and time frameworks in which you may not feel entirely comfortable or satisfied. Now, I would pose to you, what would you assess at this present time framework that you can genuinely appreciate and that you are satisfied with now?
Well, I think there's a few things. I mean, it's the my financial stability, some of my relationships, things like that.
It is not necessary for you to expand upon that with myself, but what I will suggest to you is that for yourself, that you be more specific with yourself. When you express, or I'm satisfied with some of my relationships, be more specific. What relationships and why? What aspects of the relationships are you satisfied with? Be specific. When you express your financial situation, be more specific with that also. What creates that satisfaction? It is not only that you generate enough money, for there are actions that you are doing that allow you to generate a satisfactory amount of money. Therefore, the actions that you are engaging are also satisfying or not. And that is important also, for there are situations in which an individual may be generating a satisfactory amount of money, but not be entirely satisfied with how they are doing it. Therefore, it is important for you to be specific in what you are defining. Just as it is important for you to be specific in relation to feelings and specifically define what they are. Individuals very commonly express the generalizations in relation to feelings. I am feeling fear. I am feeling happy. These are generalizations, and they encompass many different expressions. Therefore, it is important to define what you are actually feeling. Fear is a feeling, but it is a general feeling. It is an overview feeling that encompasses other feelings. And this, I would also express that the reason that it is important to define what you are feeling is that, for the most part, when presented with the question, what are you feeling, you will be likely to explain rather than define the actual feeling. Therefore, what is meant by that is you will explain what you think the feeling is about, rather than what the feeling is itself. This is important to define also, for it allows you much more clarity in relation to what you are actually feeling or what you think you are feeling, which occurs very frequently. Individuals may not actually be feeling a particular signal. They think they are feeling it, for they are thinking about a feeling rather than feeling it. Now, also, in being specific, identify actions that you engage within your day and your environment that you are satisfied with, that you are comfortable with. The more you pay attention to what is satisfying to you and what is comfortable for you, the more you will create that. The more you will draw that to you in different capacities, in different forms. It will continue to grow and expand if you are expressing that personal information and growth is important to you. Acknowledge yourself in how you are growing, how you are expanding, what you are offering to yourself in information. And the more you pay attention to that, the more important it is, and the more you project that energy out, the more you attract it to yourself, and therefore, the more you grow. And the more you have. When I express to you appreciating and acknowledging what you have, I am expressing that quite literally. Your home, your vehicle, objects that you possess, that you appreciate, that you enjoy. Time that you engage in other manners. Regardless of what it involves. It may be that you allow yourself a certain time framework in each day in which you watch your television. And that time framework is satisfying to you, for you incorporate no expectation of yourself or any other individual. You are merely allowing yourself to be entertained. Then it is comfortable and satisfying. This is what I am expressing. It is not merely in the directions that you think of in measurements as being bigger, but in all that you do and all that you experience. express and all that you possess. Acknowledging that, for that changes your energy, and it projects an energy very similar to a magnet to draw more of the same to you. Are you understanding?
I am. Very much, I think. One of the things that I appreciate the most and have the highest feeling of satisfaction is actually what I think is a state of mind. And it's difficult to describe the state of mind. It's a state in which I'm very, very calm, very, very self-assured, very focused on positive aspects of other individuals. I relate to other individuals much better in this state of mind. And this, if I could manage to achieve this state of mind with more frequency, it would be very satisfying indeed.
I'm understanding. Now, in this, the first direction to address to is defining what distracts you from that.
Everything does. Life does.
Now, attempt to isolate more specifically what distracts you from that in any capacity, even if you can only identify one expression.
What, you mean now?
Yes.
It's it could be something like an irritation because of something that somebody says, or it could be focusing on some task or something that I feel I need to accomplish, but I'm not, don't really want to think about it right now, that kind of thing.
Now, stop one moment. This is precisely what I was expressing to you in relation to feelings. This is the interplay of feelings. If you are expressing in a certain capacity, and let's engage the examples that you expressed, another individual begins expressing in a manner that begins to irritate you, you are generating a feeling. And in that, to maintain this state of being that you are expressing that you want to maintain, it is important to momentarily pause, acknowledge that feeling, define it, express what does that feeling mean to me, what is motivating it, and what are my choices. Let me express to you very realistically, my friend, it incorporates much more time for me to explain the method than for you to do it. You can engage it within a fraction of a second. It is merely a matter of paying attention. Or in the situation of an action that you express is expected of you to do, but you do not necessarily want to do. Or you must engage this action and you are uncomfortable with it. First, define the feeling. When you are uncomfortable, there is always a reason. There's always a reason for anything you feel. In this, be specific. Define the feeling. Not explain it to yourself. Define the feeling, such as a hypothetical example. You in your terms or in your perception have to, or you expect yourself to, cut the grass. And you look out your window and you think about the action of cutting the grass, and you express to yourself, I have to cut the grass. But you feel, I do not want to. You're not actually feeling that expression. That is an explanation that you are thinking. I do not want to. What are you actually feeling in relation to cutting the grass? Perhaps, and this is a hypothetical scenario, perhaps you are feeling disappointed. Engaging cutting the grass is an action that will interrupt what you want to do. Once you understand or define the feeling of perhaps disappointment, and you offer yourself that statement of it interrupts what I want to do. From that, you can more clearly define, what does that mean? Do I generate an association that if I become distracted, I will not return to that action? And I will not be able to engage the action that I want to engage? Does it mean that I am pushing myself in a direction of an expectation? Is this attached to an obligation? What is my motivation in this subject, in this scenario? From these questions, you can more clearly evaluate what you are actually doing. Or it may be simply that you dislike the action of cutting the grass. That you genuinely dislike this action. Therefore, the feeling that you are expressing may be irritation. In this, once again, the more clearly you define what you are feeling and what the statement is, the more clearly you can present other choices to yourself. When you are not defining any of it, you merely feel agitated in some capacity or uncomfortable in some capacity, not knowing precisely what that is, but allowing it to interrupt you. And you engage the action which turns the feeling into a different feeling, a stronger feeling of resentment or anger. This, if the feeling was irritation and the statement was, I dislike this action. I simply do not like this action of cutting the grass. Very well. Do not engage it. Delegate the action to another individual. Why must you do it? If there is a factor that you must do it, that is also information to pay attention to, for that is an expectation, likely born out of some obligation, whether it is to yourself or to another individual. But if you are not defining any of these factors, you will merely engage the action and produce another feeling in addition to the original feeling, which you will likely also ignore. Which continues to hold you in reinforcing that direction of not maintaining that peace of mind, in a manner of speaking, not intentionally creating what you want in your reality, and not being centered and balanced, which is what you want. Are you understanding the process?
I think so. I think it's more of not so much as understanding the process as practicing the process.
Implementing it, which is what I expressed to you. The concept is actually simple. Implementing it can be more challenging.
So, the last time I had this state of mind, which is incredibly beautiful state of mind, was when I talked to you last time. And I was wondering, why is that? Why did that conversation put me that way? That it was a very strong feeling, and it lasted me the whole day.
Well, you were genuinely engaging myself, engaging yourself, and not concerning yourself with any other outside expression. You allowed yourself to be present. You allowed yourself to pay attention. And the freedom to be focused in relation to your own expression, rather than allowing all of the outside influences. Let me express to you, my friend. In actuality, although there are constant outside influences, it does not require much time in practice for you to begin to express less and less importance with that. For you begin to recognize that not placing importance upon outside expressions is not the same as not caring and is not the same as ignoring. That the outside sources that are most likely to be influencing of you the most are the manifestations that are directly around you, that you interact with consistently throughout your day, which would be certain individuals and certain other manifestations, such as vehicles, pets, environment. Those expressions, in addition to the individuals that you interact with daily, are the most influencing outside sources. And in this, it is not to say that the individuals or that the manifestations are not important in themselves, but that how they express, that is the key statement. Not as much what they express, but how they express is not as important as how you choose to receive and interact. What you choose to do, or how you choose to receive, is more important than how the outside source is expressing.
Okay. I have something that I need to understand, because it puts all of this into context, and that's having to do with how you've expressed in the past that everything that we perceive and everything that we experience is, of course, of our own manifestation. We attracted these things to us. And everybody, all the other individuals that surround me are also, of course, doing the same thing. And it seems to me that the only way that this could come together was if each individual only experiences the things that they choose to experience, even if it's not the same as what another individual experiences. Let me give an example. For you know, if I were to approach another individual and have an interaction with that individual which is completely unexpected by the other individual. I could, for example, compliment them on something when they are not projecting that kind of energy that would allow them to accept a compliment, or maybe give them, you know, a lot of money, or maybe I would be violent with them when they are not expecting any kind of violence. This is, you know, I could take any of these actions if I choose, but the other individual is not in a state that would normally accept these things because it's not part of what they are projecting. So how is this possible?
But it is part of what they are projecting. But in this, let me express in this manner, my friend. You all intersect, but how you perceive is very individual. And in that, this is the reason that I expressed that what is important is what you receive and how you receive it, not how the outside source expresses it. Let me offer, in a manner of speaking, a generic example. You and another individual can both stand in front of a building and one of you sees the building as beautiful and exciting and incorporating tremendous potential, and you are inspired and you are excited. And the other individual views the building to be dilapidated and ugly and depressing and repelling. You are both viewing the same building. The difference is your perceptions and what you each are drawing to yourself. The building is the same. In this, you may express an intention, and even with a force, to be obnoxious and hurtful to another individual. And the manner in which they receive it, they may perceive it to be entertaining or humorous. Conversely, you could be offering a compliment to another individual and sincerely mean the compliment. And if the other individual is not projecting that type of energy and is not drawing the compliment to themselves, they will receive the compliment and it will not be a compliment.
But
they will view it as a discounting. They will view it as ingenuine. They will view it as drawing attention to some factor of themselves that they are dissatisfied with. They will interpret your compliment in relation to what they are projecting. You do the same, regardless of what the other individual is expressing from themselves, you will interpret that in the manner that you drew it to yourself. You all do this in every moment of every day in your reality. Everything you draw to yourself is specifically matching what you projected before the manifestation occurred, or before the engagement occurred. In this, you are continuously intersecting, and you are continuously, very specifically, reflecting to yourselves what you are projecting. Now, that reflection is precisely that, a reflection. It is not necessarily a mirror. Therefore, in one situation, you may be projecting in a certain capacity, and you may draw to yourself a challenging expression from another individual that you did not expect. It may be surprising. And it may seem that it would not necessarily match what you are projecting, but in actuality, it may, for you may be presenting yourself with an opportunity to evaluate how you will react, or if you will react. How you will receive that energy, what choices you will engage in relation to it. This is the point with reflections. They are not mirrors. Therefore, there are many different capacities in which a reflection can be expressed. In one capacity, it is precise, but in another capacity, it is also abstract.
Okay, very well. I'm not sure I understand completely. I think it's perhaps because I'm thinking of it in logical terms, and this is beyond logic.
Perhaps so. But I will express an encouragement. You can assimilate, and we can further discuss it, and perhaps you will objectively understand more than you think you do.
Okay, very well. Can I ask one quick question?
You may.
I would like to know, relating back to our previous conversation, if you have any suggestions or recommendations with regard to my yoga practice.
In what capacity?
Well, in terms of frequency, whether, you know, I should be doing more of it, whether...
How frequently are you engaging it now?
Oh, perhaps 3 times a week or so.
I would suggest that you increase that. That you engage it in some capacity daily, for this will help move you in a preparation direction for engaging beginnings of a daily meditation.
Okay, thank you.
not necessary that you engage it in a lengthy capacity, but that you allow yourself to engage it at some point each day.
Okay.
Very well. And I would also offer the suggestion that you could begin to attempt a meditation. Now, in relation to the meditation, my suggestion would be to begin concentration with breathing and attempting to empty yourself, only focusing upon breathing. And if you can only accomplish that for 2 or 3 of your minutes, acknowledge that as an accomplishment.
Okay. Did you by any chance have something to do with me discovering those yoga cards at the library?
Congratulations, you noticed. Yes.
You're tricky like that.
Ah, yes. I very much enjoyed tricky.
Well, I feel very honored that you would pay attention.
I do pay attention.
And this session, the one here, I do not feel like I'm in the proper... I'm not projecting the energy properly for this. It was not... I'm not, you know, stable enough today, so.
But that is acceptable. And in that, do not discount yourself, that you will assimilate regardless. And I will continue to be projecting my energy to you in tremendous encouragement regardless.
Merci beaucoup, mon cher ami.
And to you, my dear friend, tremendous affection. Au revoir.
Au revoir.